All righty. Okay, give me 10 seconds of silence. We'll get started. Silence, Aaron. Silence.
I'm already feeling the string, dude.
Y'all boys ready for this? Howdy folks, let's gather around for the best sports talk in town. You got our hosts, Darren, Tim, and Chris. Baby, can't get better than this. Give out all the power rankings. Laugh at all the teams tanking. A lot of fun, a lot of surprise. Let's give it up for the guys in this league.
Yee-haw! Oh, that felt good.
Dang,
that felt good. We yelled like we didn't have a sleeping baby upstairs.
Right?
Because that's how old we are.
How long has it been since we've done a pod?
Our last episode 93, was December 19th of last year.
2 months.
Obviously, the semifinals. We saw the result of the semifinals, and we were like, we don't want a pod anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't want to do this anymore.
Pretty much. Yep. Exactly.
Season's over.
It's done.
Let's move on.
Word to your mother, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome in to another episode. We have the return of the This League Fantasy Football Podcast, episode 94. It is the evening of February 21st, 2024. And as always, I am your host with the mostest, the proud manager of Team Fairlife, Chris Mitchum, with the full gang live. You're not listening to this live, but it just sounds better when I say it. Live and in person.
We're live.
All three of us.
Here. Aaron Hunt, the manager of the Sun God Squad.
Man, that has a nice ring to it.
It does.
I'm excited to have a full year of the Sun God Squad.
Nice.
I like it.
There you go. And your number one seed of the playoffs, the highest points scored player in 2024, Tim and his roster of close but no Jamar.
That's right. How's everybody doing tonight? Or today?
Or today.
Whatever time of the day.
We'll probably be getting this Saturday morning.
Yeah.
You know, working out or whatever.
We've just been sitting here for a while. Aaron's like, he's going to have to crash here tonight.
He's getting hammered.
If I'm not careful.
He's halfway through a Crown and Coke can. He's stumbling. He's slurring.
I'm giggling. That's
hey,
that's
it's
facts.
It's that time of year.
I know, man.
The off season.
The off season. So, hey, we're here. This is not going to lie to you. This may be our last episode for a while. But hey, we're gonna come. We're gonna give you a.
We're gonna come. Don't come.
Off season.
Do not come.
I'm gonna come.
It's off season.
I mean, we can do more pods. Just tell us what you want to hear. You know,
that's right. Hear got some a rookie draft rookie review. We're gonna go order the order
review.
Later today. Combine.
If we're careful, we don't have to go to explicit territory yet to like put the label on the show. I think we're clear still.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a cuss word.
C-O-M-E.
That's right.
Right.
Translators, put that in there. The transcript people. C-O-M-E. Yeah. So we can do any episode you guys want. Just let us know. We'll be sure to bring that to you. For the episode today, though, we will go back, do our obligatory championship review.
Briefly.
and
that was it.
And then the fun starts. We're going to go back and revisit some predictions we did at the beginning of the year, just how much of a genius are all of us. We're going to see. And then, of course, what everybody is here for. That's right. The crowd is ready. The 2025 Leaguey Ceremony, ladies and gentlemen, the most prestigious award in fantasy sports. But, gentlemen, before we get started, we got to hit the drink of the week. I already spoiled Aaron's, so I'll try to have some more time pass by before people can guess it. Tim, what are we sipping on?
Oh, we've got a high-quality Fair
it.
Life.
Yeah.
Ooh, protein drink.
Let's go.
30 grams of protein, only 150 calories. You love to see those macros.
That's gonna be our first sponsor.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Fair Life.
Has to be.
That'd be so sick.
Has to be.
That'd be so sick.
I mean, it's expensive as all get out.
It
so
is.
I love that.
It
how,
is.
How much is a pack of that?
I want to say a pack of 12 at BJ's is like $26, $24. It's like,
Lord.
Ooh, $2 a pop.
I feel like they're like slightly under $2 a pop.
Yeah.
Expensive, just like Team Fair Life.
And Tori Kelly.
Ooh.
Let me tell you, baby.
That's a good one. All right. I am drinking some Penelope Toasted Straight Bourbon Whiskey tonight. is delightful. The bottle is very good looking. I love things toasted.
Ooh, yeah. You just slurped high quality bourbon.
I know.
Right to the back of his throat.
It's for the bit. It's for the bit. What came to the back of my throat? Aaron, what are we sipping on?
Well, we're getting aggressive tonight.
Yeah, I can tell.
What's going on?
I am doing a whiskey and cola Crown Royal. It's a pre-mix, which I've not had this before. I'm actually pretty impressed.
In a bottle or in a can?
In a can.
Is it a can smooth?
No, it's ribbed.
Ooh.
Yeah, it is ribbed.
Dude, we are on it. We are on it tonight. Holy cow.
We are
cow.
Toeing that line.
All
it's
right.
That kind of night.
All right. Well, you know what a great way to bring down the mood is? Talking about this freaking championship game.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we got to do it. Let's get into it. Yeah, that's the drop. That's the drop we're going to go into this.
I love it. Yeah, I like it.
The last time we left you, ladies and gentlemen, it was the semifinals preview, and go through that very quickly. Well, Stretch beat Tim in the semifinals.
I would have beaten him if Jalen Hurts
game.
You know, the
Stretch
drive.
Is in our league? Who is that?
Yeah, I know. The Jalen Hurts game. I forgot about that.
Yeah, he beat me by 6 points. And
Anthony really put a whooping on Hayden, 161 to 110. That's what you get for using a first round bye. That's what you do. It's 110.
Apparently.
That's it. He was on fraud alert. He got the two seed, though. That's whatever.
Still on fraud alert? Probably.
Might be. So that went into your championship game for the third time in 5 years.
Unfathomable.
Your championship game was between Stretch and Walker, I hardly know her, coming into this one as the 4 seed, and Anthony, the defending champion, Team Uninspired Youth, coming into this one at the 3 seed. And unless you've been hiding behind a rock, you know how this turned out. The final score was Stretch and Walker, hardly know her, 132. Anthony and Team Uninspired Youth, 107. How we feel about that, gentlemen? Does it feel good? Does it feel good to know that Stretch has won 3 out of the 5 years? Like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
I don't have words. There's still not words really to describe the frustration of one of our league mates. I don't care who it is, winning 3 out of 5 years.
It's worse because it's Stretch for sure.
Yeah, it's
definitely.
Last stage of the grief? Is that just acceptance? Right? Like that's. Yeah, I'm there so. Now. Like I got there. Right? I think we all did.
It took 2 months, though.
But for the Stretch, you got to just sell all your do us all a solid, man. Because yeah.
Well, if he would have done that when we told him to last year, like he might as well just keep going at this point.
Just right off into the storm, man. Really quickly, Stretch. I mean, name a better combo than freaking Stretch, Mike Evans, and a defense just going off.
Yeah, how does he do that?
And winning Stretch games? Gross. Eagles, Mike Evans. And Stretch, just a great combo.
Didn't he have the Cowboys like last year or 2 years ago where they
were
like
they
dominant?
Were like number one.
And he put them on the trade block.
Mm-hmm. Mike Evans, 8 catches, 97 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Helps overcome pretty bleh performances by Josh Jacobs. James Conner, that could have ended badly. But he kept his hope also in Kyler Murray, who got him 18 points. 132 is not like crazy.
Crazy
explosion.
Solid.
But I think the story of this game here is probably Anthony. And you guys know that I'm the last to play the injury card, but my brother, Christian McCaffrey, didn't have him all year. Chuba Hubbard injured the week before. He was on a freaking tear. Before he went down, he was the RB12, 61, 8, 32, 2. Like he was, and before that, he was 2 and 10. Like he was rolling. He was out. Obviously, Stephon Diggs, who you paid a first-round pick for, was playing a lot better before he went down than anybody thought he would. And then I'll even throw Jameis's injury in there because I think that made you make sense, put Jerry Judy on the bench.
Yeah,
who ended up getting 21
you're fearful
points.
Of that.
Yeah, so, I mean, Ramondre Stevenson, wasn't that on like a Thursday night game? Yeah, dude, or it was a Saturday night game? I know that was he was one of the first players to play, and he ends with 2 carries for a yard.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think it was Saturday, right?
I think
yeah,
Saturday
that,
game,
that week
like
there were games like Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And like it was weird.
Which I don't like, by the way.
I don't either.
It's so hard to track.
Give me 2 days. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, man, I was so pumped when I got Ramondre from you like 3 years ago.
I remember that.
He sucks.
He sucks now. He got a new contract, but he still sucks. And unfortunately, the 33-point Lamar Jackson blow-up, a vintage 2020, 2022? 22-point performance from Travis Kelce. Justin Jefferson did his thing with 17. But the likes of Rashad White, Ramondre, like we mentioned, Joe Mixon, surprisingly, he was like the perfect example of consistency throughout the year. Really ended the year on a dud, giving you an RB34 performance. Just was not enough to compete in a championship game. Unfortunately, not enough to put up with Stretch and Mike Evans and company. Stretch, again, your final score is 132-107. Now a three-time champion in the first 5 years of the league. Is this a dynasty? Is this a dynasty?
Yep.
If he wins three out of five.
He's never won back-to-back, which is kind of crazy.
It's a dynasty.
I mean, if we're looking at it from a 10,000-foot view, everybody else in the league sucks.
True.
You want to put a positive spin on this, he wins every other year, basically.
That's right.
So he's not going to win this
somebody
year.
Knew. Somebody new this year.
Somebody new.
All right.
Anthony. Yep.
Okay, I'm there. Now I'm excited for next year. Let's go.
Yep. Right. That's how logic works, ladies and gentlemen. So your final result, taking into account the third-place games, the fourth-place games, all that, was Stretch at the top of the pile, followed by Anthony at two, then Hayden, Tim, your boy, Clayton, Steven, Aaron, Don, and Zach rounding out the bottom. Your draft order, your first round draft order, we did not touch on it, but Steven handedly defeats Aaron in the Genty Bowl by over 50 points. Wasn't even close.
I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
I really did.
50.
You got to get those drops ready.
I'm sorry. Steven with the first overall pick of the 2025 NFL draft, followed by Aaron at the 102. Then your boy at three getting that Don pick in exchange for George Pickens. Zach at four. Zach at five. So two first-round picks there for Zach. Clayton at six. Hayden at seven. Clayton again at eight. Aaron at nine. And Stretch with his own draft pick down there at 10. Clayton, man, with two first-round picks in there. I think we're going to be talking about him later, probably with some really good drafting.
Probably.
Yeah.
If he can pull off back-to-back good drafts, man, look out. The Red Rocket, he's young, he's fun, he's old enough, for sure. Oh, God. Anything else you guys want to add on the championship, or really maybe even in the season in general, before we move on to prediction land and the leagues?
Nope, nothing really to add. I'm excited for a new winner. That's all I got to say.
I think I sent Stretch the money via Venmo before the game was like three quarters over because I was like trying to curse him or do something. Like, come on, let's turn
shoot,
the tide. You won, man.
You got to give me all that money back. That'd be funny.
No, but that's it. That's all I got, man.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, to somebody else winning next year, let's start getting the trophy in different locations. Speaking of trophy, has that been exchanged yet? Is Anthony still holding on to it?
I assume that.
Is there a name badge?
Stretch moved out of Anthony's house, but right. I assume that there's
no more civil war.
Yeah.
That's true. That's sad. No more civil wars. We're all grown up. All right. Well, guys, what do you say we go embarrass ourselves a little bit and go revisit our stone cold lock and loaded predictions?
Let's do it.
All right. Should we start with the this league predictions or like the NFL predictions? Which one?
I think NFL.
Yeah, NFL. Let's break it up a little bit.
Okay. We'll start with the Super Bowl. Ooh. Let's jump in the time machine here.
Nice.
Wow.
Going to the time machine. And we are going back to, I should have got the date when we loaded these. It would have been August, probably. Like early August, mid-August when we made these.
Yeah.
I'll start with my Super Bowl matchup and champion. I predicted the Kansas City Chiefs
against
the Detroit Lions. I was very chalk, and I had the Chiefs winning. So I got one team right.
Half right, yeah.
And nothing else. So that's one point for me. Let's see how you guys did. Tim, who was your Super Bowl matchup?
I had Bengals versus Lions, and neither of them made it. Aaron?
One of them didn't even make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Playoffs?
I was wrong here.
I mean,
it was bad here.
Yeah, I wasn't even close.
And Aaron,
I had Ravens versus the 49ers with the 49ers winning. 49ers weren't even close to make the playoffs. Ravens had a chance.
CMC. Playoffs. You know, you're close. CMC. It's fine.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on.
So there you have it. I'll take the dub there. I got
big
one
time,
right.
Big time dub.
The chalk, I know.
I'm just going to take the Chiefs next year. It's fine.
The NFL MVP, I predicted it would be Patrick Mahomes, and I would say this is probably the furthest ever he's finished away from the MVP. Like, he was not
He wasn't even really in the conversation,
you know?
Like, this, of all years, the Chiefs did not deserve to win the Super Bowl this year.
Which I'm glad they didn't.
He was not good.
And they got destroyed, dude.
Yes, thankfully.
It was glorious to watch, by the way.
I know. Yeah. Tim, you're NFL MVP.
Man, I almost cashed, like, heavy odds at the end of the year. This was a dark horse. And then, I mean, this is, again, Homer. Joey Burrow. Mm-hmm. We started 4-8. And then we rip off five wins in a row, and he's throwing for like 303 touchdowns every week. One could like put up the most efficient season in recent memory, even more than Lamar and Josh Allen, who were the final, you know, air quotes, two contenders. There's an argument to be made that statistically was better than both of them.
Right.
But, you know, when you're not making the playoffs, it's going to hurt your case. So, but Joe Burrow, I was close. I mean, he got some votes.
I put a couple bucks
on
him.
He got some votes.
At the end of the year, I was like, dude, if they make the playoffs, he could get it. I thought so. So Joey B is probably the closest between any of us, because Aaron, your pick was...
Dude, what am I doing?
Call your shots, man.
I had Kyler Murray.
Oh, yeah.
I did have in the doc, though, in parentheses, Tim loves this pick.
Yeah,
so
that's a negative point for both of you.
Yeah.
All right, no points there. Congratulations to the Stallion.
Oh, my God, dude. I see my next pick.
Offensive player of the year. Obviously, in real life, that went to one Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
I had CeeDee Lamb, and I don't really hate that pick still. Just flashing back to August. Dak, no running game.
Dominant.
You know? So, and he still did well, even with Cooper Rush throwing him the ball.
Yeah.
But not offensive player of the year. Well, Tim, who'd you have?
I was rolling with a running back, so I got position right. I went Bijan Robinson.
That's a sexy pick. Looking,
you know,
back too.
I was predicting a breakout, thinking he was going to go explode, and he did have a really, really good year, but not on the level of Saquon or Jamar Chase. You know,
yeah, Bijan though, he did have a good year.
He did. And then over to Aaron, who had,
dude, what is going on? I had Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Might as well be Tyreek's Hill.
Hey.
Oh, Tyreek's. I get it. Like, it stinks.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
All right.
This guy stinks.
This guy sucks. Real quick, what's your outlook on him? Tim, particularly to you as the Tyreek Hill owner, like, are we still assuming he's top 10 next year, or are we accepting
I'm hoping I get something. I hope he plays.
You'll be plays. Okay. Assume he plays.
I'd take 24 to 36. I think he's going to be a 2-3.
That far, huh?
Something in the Dolphins' offense changed with Tua's concussions, and they're going to roll back out with Tua again, and they're going to throw dinky dunky short stuff.
Achan's going to have like 12 targets a game again.
I really don't see them going out and be like, all right, Tua, take a five step drop and let's let it loose,
sling it, yeah.
So, yeah. Right after the season, he was like, trade me. I'm done with the Dolphins. This was fine. But and then he kind of came back and was like, oh, it'll be okay. I'll play with the Dolphins. Week three or four, if he's out there putting up, 3 for 30, I think he's going to demand a trade.
You think so?
So
he might be.
Might be.
Total wild card. I'm going in with wide receiver 3-4 expectations. See what happens. Yeah. Fall from grace, but
that's tough.
I'm trying to be realistic here.
All right. We'll move on to offensive rookie of the year. Tim, who'd you have?
Caleb Williams.
Whoa.
I went chalk, number one quarterback.
Don't blame me there.
I liked, the Bears. I really did like their setup and everything, but turns out that he needed a little help.
Yep. Aaron, who'd you have?
All right. I don't mind this one as much. I had Ladd McConkey.
That's pretty good.
He had a pretty good year.
Yeah.
So
nice.
I don't mind that.
Did you guys know who I had?
Nope. Don't care.
You did have the actual offensive rookie of the year. Did you put a bet on that?
Jaden Daniels, baby. I did not.
I wonder what the odds would have been preseason.
I don't know.
Next year, we're going to have to put money on all of
these. Yeah, I agree. All
right. Make it more fun.
I already talked to the wife. Hey, I got a budget.
Yeah.
That I have for specifically football season.
Set a sinking fund for that DraftKings.
Yeah. I know. So, yeah. Jaden Daniels wins Rookie of the Year. Congratulations to ya boy.
Yeah, Chris, what about this next one, huh?
That's who. Comeback player of the year.
I got my revenge here. These are ugly fellas.
Mine was Aaron Rodgers.
Hey.
Oh,
he
boy.
Did come back and play
sure
that
did.
Year.
He sure
but,
did.
But don't worry, Tim, what is yours?
Anthony Richardson.
Go Colts.
He didn't even come back. He decided to miss another eight games.
This is a Joe Flacco year. God.
But Aaron's...
Oh, yeah, here's my redemption, man. Fellas.
It's also sad, though.
It is sad.
Yeah.
My pick was Chris Godwin, which when he was out there, that was absolutely the comeback player.
Prime time!
But then...
Gone too soon.
Wide receiver one.
He got hurt.
Gone too soon. Chris Godwin.
Not hurt. He got injured.
He did. Yeah, he did. Comeback player of the year in real life was Joe Burrow?
Yeah, Joe Burrow.
It was? Okay.
Yeah, from his wrist.
How Damar Hamlin didn't get that, I don't know. He literally died on the field. Now he started.
That was like 3 years ago. Like, he can't become, just because he's alive still, doesn't mean he can win awards. Like,
yeah. All right. Then we had our last actual NFL thing was our hot takes. I'll start here, and mine was that the Washington Commanders take the NFC East to the final day, which they took it to the second week.
Not bad.
But they still made the playoffs, NFC Championship appearance.
Yeah, you saw it.
I had Jaden Daniels as Rookie of the Year. I was like, I got to – something's going on there in Washington, despite their crappy stadium. So I'll say mine hit. That was pretty good, almost. Commanders were booty cheeks before this season. So
yeah, that was a great call. I struck out completely. I was seeing, you know,
the Jets
bounce back and Aaron Rodgers, you know, comeback player of the year, the Dolphins taking a step forward. I had Bills, you know, running it back third in division, and I don't know how, like, it's just Josh Allen MVP.
Yeah.
That team isn't set up. I mean, I don't think they're that great of a team. It's just Josh Allen's that guy.
Yeah.
He's very
so
good.
I'm done hating on Josh Allen.
I said it in the regular season, and I got heat for it, but I'll say it again. Those 2 weeks where he played the Rams and Lions back-to-back, I don't know if I've ever seen a better two-game stretch by a quarterback. Like, he just doing whatever he freaking wanted. It was crazy. And it helped that his defense also wasn't doing anything. But still, it was unreal. And Aaron, your hot take.
Mine was that the New York Jets missed the playoffs.
Hey.
There was a lot of hype.
Victory, victory.
In the offseason with Aaron Rodgers being healthy, and you had Garrett Wilson, and even midseason, Devontae's here.
And Breece Hall was supposed
Breece
to be
Hall was
good.
Good
defense.
Yeah, yeah. So the defense was number top three.
I started off pretty bad, fellas, but finished strong.
Nice. You came back.
Nice.
All right, here you go. This league predictions, almost even worse. This league last place loser, we said it earlier, and I'll give myself a little check mark here. And Jigba's in Paris, I predicted would be the last place loser. And he was. Tough season for Don, former Don Perignon. Maybe he needs to go back to his old name. I don't know. I feel like in Jigba's in Paris hasn't been that successful. But I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. Tim, your last place loser was?
Mount Passmore. Kind of.
Which?
Foreseeing a downfall. That was my, you know, upset pick at the time. Mm-hmm. You know, he was technically one we were scared was going to sneak into the playoffs until like the final couple weeks of the year.
Until Aaron decided to call it quits.
But then I went and looked, and he had 4 wins last year.
Mm.
So, you know, not last place, but definitely an upset in that regard.
Yeah. But Aaron's?
I'm embarrassed. I guess I just didn't see it coming. The Red Rocket.
Didn't believe in the juju.
Was my last place loser. So I take that one on the chin. I mean, Clayton showed out.
In all transparency, I think I put them as, like, you know, next to Mount Passmore. I wasn't there either. Yeah.
And honestly, I probably just went Don to not go with the Red Rocket. Like, I probably would have done it too.
Yeah, so. It's chalk.
I mean, he didn't have the RBs really all season, but he overcame that with incredible wide receiver play and, of course, Brock Bowers.
Yep, I like it. All right. This league dark horse we took a guess at. I'm upset I got this right, but Walker Hardly Knower was mine.
Boo.
All right, so I blame you. I blame Chris.
He did the same thing he did every year, which is power rankings. He's 5 or 6. And everybody's like, well, surely Mike Evans is a year older. He has no quarterback.
Boo.
James Conner surely can't keep this up. And then he freaking does it again. Boo. I saw it coming. I'm sorry, everybody. I don't know why I'm talking about the COME award so much today. Tim, you're dark horse at the beginning of the year.
I was liking, you know, I think last offseason was the everybody's kind of like up and coming, had a down year. I was thinking Breece Lightning was going to take a step forward.
Yeah, I feel that.
I think it just did not happen. You know, just disappointments across the board. Not a lot of guys taking steps forward. CJ Stroud coming back. You know,
Breece Hall, Marvin Harrison, we kind of both just took dumps.
Yeah.
Well, I'll talk when it's my turn.
All right. And Zach,
it's your turn.
Who was your dark horse? Good.
Yeah. Mine is also Breece Lightning. And to piggyback off of what
you were saying, Tim, I think really where the tides turned was the Rashee Rice injury.
Yeah. He was off to a hot start, I feel
he
like.
He was boogieing.
That really set his team back because that created a giant hole in his lineup.
Yeah, and then he went and traded for like Tyler Lockett, right?
That trade was gross. Didn't he give you 2 seconds for like Lockett and
they turned into
Eckler?
Like,
is that what it was?
Yeah. They turned into top second round picks.
That's nasty. So. Yeah. I'll take the egg on the face and say I was really wrong about Zamir White. I was heartbroken that I dropped him, and he's the starter and a bowling ball, and he's farm strong.
He sucks.
Dude, he finished as the running back 86, bro.
Yeah, that sucks. That's bad.
So I probably agreed with you there, too, just because I thought Breece Lightning or Zamir White was going to be like at least maybe like a low RB2 or something.
Yeah, just underperformances across the board.
While I did pick the correct dark horse, the This League champion I missed. I picked the highest point scored. I picked the number one seed. I picked close but no Jamar
to take
home the title. Unfortunately, that was a miss there. And Tim, who'd you have?
I had one team, Fairlife, who was second highest points scored in the league this year. You know, we're chasing offense.
I know.
We're calling offense right.
Call me Josh Allen, bro.
But yeah, just did not perform.
Kicking butt in the regular season.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Aaron, your pick was?
Mine was Tua Infinity and Bijan.
Number two overall seed.
Okay. I mean,
Chipotle winner.
First round bye and just didn't show up. I mean, his team just simply didn't show up. But when you look at his lineup, it's like, man, just on paper, like he's got so many good pieces.
Yeah, I get it. Well, that was your recap of our predictions. We got some right, we got some wrong, and we got some really wrong.
We got some work to do on predictions next year.
So you know what? This was just a practice round. I know what I'm doing now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, next year's the year.
Dawn's my dark horse. I'm just gonna we'll see. Gotta see the draft though. So. Anything else to add here before we move on to the main event, gentlemen?
Man, it was a great year. You know, it's always fun hanging out with the guys, talking ball and everything. So, you know, shout out the members of this league.
I miss football, man.
You guys rock. Couldn't do this without you.
5 years, fellas.
Yes.
That's right.
Have already passed.
It's like yesterday we were in, Gatlinburg doing this, figuring out this whole rookie draft thing.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow! Yeah,
I picked the wrong. About that. We were doing the stickers on the the. Oh man, that was fun.
We need to get the whole. Since it's been 5 years as like an anniversary thing, we need to just put the original draft on the board.
Man, we've kind of talked about that. I got
everybody
so drunk.
Everybody getting hammered and then just be like, bring it back.
Because I don't want to revisit those rounds like 8 through 15 are going to be gross.
Aaron, why'd you pick N'Keal Harry over Justin Jefferson?
When we get to that point. I will off myself.
We cannot be cliffside.
Yeah.
I know. All right. Well, there is that. Let's get into the final recap of the 2024 season, the one everybody's waiting for, the 2025 Leagueies.
Duval.
Yikes.
Love it.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Hey.
Sit down. Sit down. Obama, sit down. Come on, man. You know you cool, bro. Yeah, thanks for coming. Thanks for coming. Yeah. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2025 Leagueies Ceremony. We are the masters of your... What do they call that? The masters of the ceremonies? Is that what they call it? Master ceremonies.
Sure. Yeah. The hostess with the mostess.
That's right. Chris Mitchum. Imagine me in a tuxedo right now. A little bow tie action going.
I can see it.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Tim Raider, Aaron Hunt here to host the Leagueies.
How's everybody doing here?
What is going
on? That's right, guys.
Everybody
has been waiting for this. We have 7 very prestigious awards to give out. This evening, the ballot went out earlier today. All 10 league members.
Full participation.
Let's freaking go, guys.
Get it in there. That's
right.
Round
of applause for
everybody.
Let's go. All y'all.
That's right. So we like that. We like democracy. Really find out who is deserving of these awards. We have the draft pick of the year. the waiver wire move of the year, comeback player of the year, the biggest disappointment, the art of the deal award, the trade of the year, and of course, the team of the year is our last and our most prestigious award. Gentlemen, shall we dive in? Shall we give out some hardware?
Let's go.
Let's do this. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to start with draft pick of the year. Last year's winner, dive back in, was Hayden, and receiving Tank Dell at the last pick of the draft.
That's still crazy. 310. That's still crazy.
310,
dude.
Tank Dell.
RIP his career.
That's right. It was fun while it lasted, man.
Man, that one eight-game stretch.
That sucked. Yeah. Man, I would have given like two firsts for Tank Dell last year.
Yeah.
Whew. All right.
Oh, man.
So we have four nominees for draft pick of the year. Your first option was pick 2-2 by Team Fairlife, Jaden Daniels at the 2-2. And then the rest of them is from one squad, ladies and gentlemen. And if you give an idea of who went from maybe worst to best this year, you might have an idea who this was.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Rocket selecting Brock Bowers at the 1-5 is a candidate. The Red Rocket selecting Bucky Irving at the 3-3.
Mm-hmm.
I am seeing people ranking him as like a top like 8 dynasty running back, which is insane to me. But we digress. And then, of course, Brian Thomas Jr., another gym pick by the Red Rocket select at 110. So, Jaden Daniels, Brock Bowers, Brian Thomas, Bucky Irving are your nominees for draft pick of the year. Tim, you are the ultimate master of the ceremonies because you have the results. Are you ready to announce?
I'm ready to share.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the 2025 League for Draft Pick of the Year goes to
the Red Rocket for Bucky Irving at the 3-3. Let's talk real quick about that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what I voted for.
Sharing results, the Red Rocket got 90% of all votes.
Okay.
Somebody did vote Jaden Daniels, so shout out, you know, your quarterback of the future.
Maybe I did that. I do love Jaden Daniels.
I personally went Brian Thomas.
I did,
don't,
too.
Don't 10. Y'all forget, Brian Thomas finished the year as the wide receiver 4.
Yep.
The number 4.
Is he the highest rated rookie wide receiver? Or is he the highest rated receiver that was drafted last year going forward, like in dynasty ranks?
Yeah, I think Neighbors will still clear him.
Yeah,
he does edge him.
I'm about to say.
I'm still not out on MHJ, though.
I'm not either.
You can't be out on him, but yeah, there's definitely a tier break.
Yeah, nobody's edging him. For sure.
I think they're in a 3-man tier, though.
Three-man
I think
edge.
He's in there.
Yeah, I think it's 2, and then there's an edge.
Yeah. The edge is there. We're edging
but,
tonight.
But anyway, Bucky Irving did finish as the RB13.
Still clean.
RB13 on the year, and he really didn't take off until like week 6 or so, and then kind of was eating the shares, and man, he finished that year strong.
Yeah, he did.
So not a surprise, especially in the third round, you see a 3 in front of like where he drafted him. That's, you know, what, 22 other guys passed up on Bucky.
So how many votes did he ultimately get?
He got 9. Bucky got 4. Brian Thomas got 3. Brock Bowers got 2.
Wow.
And Jaden Daniels got 1. So pretty spread out. Everybody's kind of liking all of his picks.
That's wild.
Surprisingly.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Well, congrats to Clayton, the first leaguey winner of the evening for the draft pick of the year. Congratulations to you. We will now move on to our next award winner, or our next category, the waiver wire move of the year.
And for the waiver wire move of the year.
Here we go. Let's pull it up.
Yeah.
We've got Tim with Tyrone Tracy for the big bucks, as in $1 fab in the offseason.
Nice.
We had Chris with Bo Nix, $23 fab after week 8, which,
mid-season?
If you recall, mid-season he started really getting on fire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good pick.
I don't know why this is here, but Steven.
I voted for
Carson
it.
Steele.
I voted for it.
It doesn't have to be good.
$80 fab.
Yeah, what's it called? It's waiver
the
wire move of the
year.
What was the crazy waiver wire move that Zach did?
Mike Boone.
Yeah.
This trumps that.
Yeah, I forget how much Mike Boone
Mr. Alligator.
Was.
Mike Boone was like 70 or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So after week 2, which... Yep,
hey.
It's something.
Right.
And then we had Hayden with Jalen McMillan.
Solid.
A solid $0 fab in the off season.
Undrafted.
That's you know, Hayden is really good with those $0 fabs, by the way.
Yeah. And he won last year's waiver wire move, and I think this is probably worth talking about, but I feel like the waiver wire this year was a little weaker compared to last year. Last year, I remember the nominees being like Kyren was $0 in the off season. Puka was $0 in the offseason. That's what won last year. Hayden got that.
Yep.
There was something else that probably would have won any other year. I want to say you did it, Tim.
Yeah, I feel like I've always got, you know, I'm not going to toot my own horn, but I am. I have always got something up my sleeve like after the draft.
I forget who it was.
Some running back I probably picked up.
Yeah, the waiver wire move of the year was stacked last year. This year, good options, but I mean, I don't know. I voted for Carson Steele. I don't know about you guys, but.
That was not my vote.
All right. Well, Tim. The master of the ceremony. Are you ready to announce the winner?
I am ready.
Here we go. The winner of waiver wire move of the year for 2025 leagues goes to
me.
Hey,
Tyrone Tracy for a dollar.
All right.
In the offseason. You know, yeah. Tell me how good I am.
I mean, $1 fab. I did notice as I was going back through here, you switched between him and Eric Gray like three or four times. There was like a drop Tyrone Tracy, add Eric Gray. Drop Eric Gray, add Tyrone Tracy.
Yeah.
Drop Tyrone Tracy. Like you were just like back and forth.
The first day I added him was July 29th.
Yeah.
And the day he stuck on my roster was August 30th.
Yep. I thought it was a really good pickup. I actually voted for him. And I think
what was the split?
Yeah, so I got 5 votes for Tyrone Tracy. Carson Steele got 3.
I'm telling you, like
it was. I had to throw that on there. I couldn't say waiver wire move of the year and not include that.
I know.
And then you know, loving the quarterbacks, Chris and Bo Nix got 2.
Nice.
Right. No votes for Jalen McMillan. I think he just came on so late, and he wasn't like a real key part of Hayden's team. Like he was scoring touchdowns, but he was on the bench. So I just think that a lot of the voters probably like. Either forgot or didn't realize, like, he put up a solid rookie year.
He'll make more noise this year.
Yeah, once prime time went down.
If Jalen McMillan went, like, early second last year in the draft, I'd be like, that's good value. He's a solid player.
Back, you'd be like, yeah, sounds
you
about
got
right.
him for free, $0. So.
But, you know, thank you, voters. Thank you, everybody.
Pretty good. Waiver wire move of the year goes to Tim. Congratulations, sir. Your first award of the night. And we will go to the next award. It is the Comeback Player of the Year Award. Last year's winner was Hayden and Tua Infinity and Bijan. I feel like that one was, I don't really remember it that well. He was kind of like middling, and then he had a good, he made the playoffs. Like
sure.
Pretty comfortably,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, sounds right.
I think. That was your comeback player last year. You had one decision this year on the ballot. It was Clayton and the Red Rocket.
I mean.
I told Tim, you should have added yourself, Tim, because you went from like middling,
lovable loser.
Yeah, lovable loser to like you dominated the regular season, man. Like you were easily the number one seed heading into the playoffs. Highest points for, man, I thought you really came back with a vengeance. But
I mean, I'll take the shout out.
There we go. But there was one option. We can get through the drum roll quickly. The winner of the Comeback Player of the Year for the 2025 Leagues goes to Clayton and the Red Rockets. America's team.
I mean, we were saying before this, man. He spent 3 years as the number 10 in the power rankings.
Yeah. In the dumpster.
It's like the highest he ever got consensus was maybe 8, but like
well, number 1 at like the beginning.
Year 1, not counting year 1 when he had all the old guys. But year 2, 3, and 4 consistently was like number 10 in the power rankings. So I didn't even feel like it was justice to send anybody else up there against him. Like going from that to maybe the most feared team going into the playoffs. Like obviously didn't perform and had some injuries late in the year that really hurt the team. But like he was the one team I did not want to see in the playoffs.
Yeah. Absolutely. There you go. I wonder how Clayton's going to deal with expectations next year. Yeah. He's got expectations.
I know. Two of the target on his back.
3 leagues, too, man.
I'm saying. All right. He's cleaning up, man. Good year for the Red Rocket.
Yeah.
So we will now move on to the next award. You can call it an award. You can call it a shame award, whatever you want to call it. We will move on to the biggest disappointment of the year.
And when it comes to the disappointment of the year, we got Aaron and the Sun God Squad.
Boo.
Preseason darling to last place in Chipotle, albeit on purpose.
but still pretty disappointing. Somebody put money on you on DraftKings at the beginning of the year.
That's true. This sucks.
Yeah.
We had to make a mid-year decision of, hey, we're rebuilding. And then we had Chris and Team Fairlife, second in points four, and finished third in Chipotle.
It's tough, man.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yep. And then we had Team Uninspired Youth. Thank God he won that 1 year.
That's right.
Third runner-up finish, which, I mean, he is the Buffalo Bills of this league.
He is, man. It's tough.
Unreal.
Buffalo Blue Bills.
Tim and close but no Jamar.
Hey, familiar territory.
One seed, no playoff wins.
Jalen Hurts.
And first in points four,
just the
man.
Bye. I mean, I got a bye. It counts as something. There you go. But, you know. That's right.
And then Dawn and Njigba's in Paris. Dark horse last year, question mark?
Yeah. I mean, I said it at the beginning of the last year where I thought he had the most solid team in the league, and that came crashing down.
Yeah.
Injuries also did not help him. I mean, he had Olave. He had Ayuk. He had some other guy I can't think. Oh, Jonathan Brooks, who never played.
Oh, man. That was tough. He's knee
again. Yeah, that does suck.
Yeah. And Purdy missed some time, right, this year?
He did.
Didn't he?
Yeah. So just the Niners just sucked.
Chose him over Brock Bowers. Oof.
Yeah. Couldn't be me.
I would. Yeah.
It was tough.
Nah, I'm going to shut up now.
All right. Who did you guys vote for? I voted for Don.
I voted for Tim again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, not, yep. I'm pretty confident I voted for Aaron here.
Oh, shoot.
All right.
I think it was truly one of those where, like, you know, it's like week three of the season. It's like, yep, Aaron's going to be, you know,
right.
in the finals with somebody again. He's got these dudes. And then I really felt like your teardown came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, you'd have to remind me, like,
like, one bad week and you were like, it's done. It's done.
No,
was it the record? Did you have an injury? Or, like take me back down memory lane real quick.
I saw the writing.
Your running backs. That's what
my running backs were horrible.
Yeah, Saquon and was just awful.
I only had Saquon. I didn't have also any draft capital.
You were rolling Saquon and J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah.
In which he ended up getting hurt. Which I'm glad I got him off my books, but I was getting old with the likes of Devontae and Tyreek, and I was like, you know what? My roster is probably the oldest in this league. Like, I need to start thinking about if I don't make moves
Austin
now. Like, Austin Eckler, Tyler Lockett, like, if I don't make a move now, when will I make a move?
Mm-hmm. It's one of those what ifs, right? I think I voted because I'm like, had you rocked with your guys all year, you know, like Mark Andrews is one of those guys too, right?
Who
goosed 3 weeks in a row and then he's gone. Had you kept all those guys, I wonder if like you could do the math and be like, where would you have finished?
I actually want to go back and do that this offseason, just like see what would have happened.
Yeah.
Because I bet you're easily a playoff team.
I mean,
easily.
I had no question about the playoffs. It was more of, could I actually win a championship? Because I didn't think I could get a bye. So you got to win three.
Yeah. I'm holding you to it. I remember you said you're only. You're rebuilding 1 year. You expect to be back
next
in competition.
I'm back
next
in the playoffs this year.
All right. You heard it here first. All right. So that was your nominees for the biggest disappointment of the year, the Masters of the Masters of the Ceremony. Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
Your winner, I guess you want to call it that, for biggest disappointment of the year, 2025 Leagues, goes to
me and Aaron.
Oh, we're tied. Tenas.
Total votes four apiece.
No wonder I'm so depressed today. I'm just surrounded by two disappointments.
Man, I thought we were hanging out and having fun tonight.
Just two disappointments.
Disappointing.
What was the vote split there, Tim?
4-4 and then 2 for Dawn.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Everybody's cool with, you know, Team Uninspired Youth and Team Fairlife.
Yeah, that's right. No disappointment here.
Just a bunch of mid.
Just mediocrity.
That's
just
right.
Mid. That's right. That reminds me of the Colts. Like, did you see the graphic where it was like, if the standings were reversed, this is how the playoffs would look, and the Colts still didn't make the playoffs? Like, if you, like,
all the
switched,
one-score,
like,
games, like, switched or something?
No, it was like, if you just put, like, the worst teams, like, and worked your way up. So, like, the who finished with the worst record this year? The Giants?
Sure.
Like, the Giants would have been the one seed. And then,
oh, like, smack dab in the middle.
Yeah. And we didn't make the playoffs in Oregon, like, and we also didn't make the playoffs.
That's just Indiana, man. Pacers,
I know.
Colts, like, that's what we do.
Yeah, small market teams, man. Small market problems. All right, well, that was your biggest disappointment of the year. It goes to Aaron. It goes to Tim.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I think that's my first league ever.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think I've had a league.
There you go. Congratulations. I have no idea what my leaky count is. I should probably go back and count that. But, yeah, just, you know, guys, you guys are my disappointments. I love you guys. You're my disappointments.
Okay.
All right. Let's go on to the next award.
Only hurts a lot.
That's right. The next award, the Art of the Deal Award. Who is that guy
you
that just will not?
One.
I did?
Trade of the Year.
Oh, no. Those. What's the last two? Sorry. Those are like the two biggest ones. Trade of the Year,
okay.
Player of the Year.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. You can.
Let's go to the Art of the Deal Award. Who is the guy that's just like blowing up your phone, not leaving you alone? Dude, I got a great deal. I just sent it over, and it's freaking, you know, Mark Andrews for a second or something. Like, just really bad, and who's just being really annoying is the one of this year, or of this award. The previous year was Tim.
Hey.
Completed six trades last year. And this year, there were 16 total trades in this league, one more than the past year.
Oh, I was about to ask, yeah.
That's good. 15 in 2023, 16 in 2024. Okay. Your nominees for this award this year were Tim and close but no Jamar.
Yeah.
The champion, Stretch, and Walker, I hardly know her. And your boy, Team Fairlife, was your three options. I think I voted for Tim. Pretty sure I voted for Tim. He was moving. He was grooving.
I mean, I voted for myself. I know I'm a pain in the ass. Yeah. So,
I either voted for Tim or Stretch. I can't remember.
Right. There you go. Well, that is your nominees. The winner of the Art of the Deal Award for 2025 goes to...
We're running it back. I won that one again.
There we go.
My second and a half league this year, and none of them are great.
The leagues, baby.
I wonder what the breakdown was of trades.
Yeah, I don't know actually how many each person did.
I know I had at least three.
16, so I had a couple.
I had a couple.
Four.
I
mean. Ooh, five.
There you go.
Man, maybe I was a dark horse of this.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. So congratulations to Tim, yeah, 2-time Art of the Deal winner.
At least.
Donald Trump would be so proud.
Man.
Here we go.
Yeah. I got 5 votes. Stretch got 4, and we had the first abstinence. First person who abstained.
Wow. We had an abstainer.
Had our first abstinence. We had our first person
abstainer
that chose not to fall to temptation. First abstinent.
No glory holer.
There you go.
5-4-0.
All right. 5-4 and abstinence. Hell yeah. We love it.
Nice.
All right. Congrats to Tim on the Art of the Deal Award. The final two awards, some say the biggest two of the year of the leaguey ceremony. We will begin with Trade of the Year. This is my personal favorite.
Yeah.
My personal favorite leaguey. I think everybody wants to be a part of the Trade of the Year. And we will go throw it to Aaron to announce the nominees.
Yeah, and the first one was between Stretch and Walker, hardly know her, and your boy... The Sun God Squad.
Here we go.
Mark Andrews for 2025 second and third. Both of those turned into early seconds, or second and early third. All right. And then
Mark Andrews won a championship.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And then for Chris in this next one, he had Malik Nabers.
I voted for
how
Jordan Addison 26 and 27 firsts going to Steven in Mount Passmore.
What are we doing?
The trade heard round the world.
Woo, lordy.
This one was a doozy.
You guys broke it live on the pod.
Yes, we did.
And you were like, react right now. And I was like, give me a second.
Tim and close but no Jamar gets Saquon, Tyreek, Raheem Mostert.
Okay.
2025 second. For me, Sun God Squad, I'm getting A.J. Brown, Isaiah Pacheco, Romo Dunze, 25 third.
Man. That one was juicy.
Yep. And then the final one was Walker, hardly know her, Stretch again, gets Devontae Adams, and then me, Sun God Squad, getting a 2024 first. I believe it was a
the
later
105.
One. Yeah. No, it was the 108, I believe, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, and then also Stretch got a 25 third as well as a part of that.
All right.
Yes, sir. This is a good one.
Well, there you have it. Your winner last year of the Trade of the Award was the Sam LaPoli crap, where Tim received Sam Laporta, Sam Howell, and a 2024 third, which he eventually traded to Clayton, which turned into Ray Davis. And Stretch received 2 firsts, 2 seconds, 2 thirds, and Dallas Goedert. Whew. How do you feel about that trade now, Tim? You still like it?
Still solid. Yeah. You know,
I think the jury's still out.
That was a all-in trade for that year. Didn't work out. But LaPorta's a guy that, you know, he's going to plug and play.
Yeah.
Obviously not
top five tight end for the next 10 years.
Not the number one overall I might have thought, but easily a top five guy.
Yep, easy. All right. Well, those were your nominees for trade of the year. Tim, are you ready?
Oh, you know it.
Here we go. It's a big one, ladies and gentlemen. You're a winner.
Let's hear it. Give it up.
For trade of the year goes to
Chris.
Oh, let's go.
Just absolutely wrecking and getting Malik Nabers.
Oh, let's go.
For some DUI bum and 2 first-round picks in the future.
I did not think I'd win that. I voted for it.
Dude, we spent weeks, I feel like, in the season just dogging Steven for this trade. Like, in all fairness, time will tell what those firsts come into and what he gets out of it. But at the time, we were all just dumbfounded. Like, that was a trade that I never would have seen Steven giving up Malik Nabers.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know he was available.
And he gave away Roma Dunze.
You just did it.
And gave away Malik Nabers. It's like, Jesus.
So, you know, you got 5 votes out of that one.
Sweet.
Aaron, we got 3 for the trade, big trade.
I thought that was going to win.
I voted
down
for that one.
Yeah, it was biggest trade. And then, you know, Stretch getting one for Devontae and another abstainer, you know. So,
Sex isn't that bad.
Stretch just being on
abstinence.
Stretch being on there and just not getting the votes, but still having multiple on there. Just those are the types of moves that he just freaking makes and wins championships.
He does. I mean, Devontae Adams probably carried him to a couple dubs. So I wouldn't be surprised some of the performances he had at the end of the year.
But congrats.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
So does that mean Steven gets a leaky too? You know?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, we both participated in the trade of the year.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
It takes two to make a beautiful baby like that.
Yes.
That's right. All right. Well, Steven and I get the leaguey for trade of the year. Love that. Love that trade. Love Malik Nabers. All right. Your final.
Bet you do.
Your final award.
Yeah, come on.
Team of the year. Ladies and gentlemen, this award just doesn't go to the championship winner, although it did last year. Anthony and Team Uninspired Youth won the team of the year. But every single team is eligible for this award. And it's not just who was the best. Who gives the most storylines? Who is the funnest team to follow? The one that got people laughing, got people into the game, just made the league a more enjoyable experience overall. That should be who you pick for team of the year. We don't have to run through the nominees because every single team was eligible. Gentlemen, do you want to make any arguments for team of the year before we get started? Is there a particular person that you picked that you are super passionate about?
It's easy to me.
I know the results, so I'm going to abstain from this conversation.
It's got to be the Red Rocket.
I voted for the
Red
Rocket.
It's
got to
be the Red Rocket.
I did too, but hey, you can't count out a champion. Tim was a blast to follow, I thought, this year, being dominant, and then, you know, Jalen Hurts happened. So, are we ready to announce the winner of Team of the Year?
Man,
the
best up the leagues.
Team to follow the 2025 award for Team of the Year goes to...
Guys, we got another tie.
Oh, no.
Oh, what?
50-50. Give me a 50-50 split.
50-50.
The Red Rocket and Walker Hardly Knower.
Wow.
All 10 members voted, and we were split down the middle between the champion that everybody hates and nobody saw coming and the underdog that I feel like everybody was just rooting Clayton. I mean, we were
America's team.
We were riding Clayton, like all of us picking him for, what, like 4 weeks in the middle of the year there?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, those two guys.
He gave us that drop.
Tight end stack.
He gave us the drop.
You can't tell the 2024 story without talking mostly about Clayton.
I agree.
So, well-deserved, but split is always tough, you know?
I think I know how to settle this tie.
What you got?
We should call one random member of the league, because you don't know who voted for who, right?
No, I don't.
We should just call one random member of the league, and we're down to 5, because we know who us three voted for. We can't call Clayton or Stretch, so that narrows it down to 5. Who should we call to just break the tie? Just call them and be like, who'd you vote for?
Who's going to answer right now?
I feel like
I bet Hayden would.
I kind of want to call Don.
Who, Don?
I kind of want to call Don.
All right. Call Don.
I'll give Don.
Give him a FaceTime. Give him a FaceTime.
Oh, a FaceTime?
Yeah. Give Don a buzz. All right. Here we go.
Hold on. I'll FaceTime.
I'll give us some nice award music in the background while we wait. I mean, there can only be one winner of Team of the Year. It can't be Team of the Year.
I know.
That's lame. Can't have, like, co-MVPs.
So the three of us all voted Clayton.
I voted Clayton. Yeah.
Everyone at this table was all riding. We're riding Clayton.
We might know who Don picked then. that might have just tipped the scales a little bit.
Hey, odds are not in his favor, but it could be.
Don, pick up.
Oh, here we go.
Don, pick up.
Put him up to the mic.
Hey, Don. What's going on, Don?
You're live.
You're live with
You're on the pod right now, bro.
And Tim.
What's up, man?
Hey, what's up?
All right.
Hey, you want to ask the question, Chris?
Don, we have a very important question for you.
Yes, sir.
We had a tie for Team of the Year leaguey. And we were like, how do we break this tie? And we decided to call one random member of the league and ask who they voted for. So, Don, you are right at this moment about to decide the Team of the Year for the 2025 leagueys. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Yeah, it is easy. Yeah. Who did you vote for, Don? Team of the Year goes to
Stretch.
All right.
That's who I voted for.
Hey, man, hang up the phone. I'm playing.
Hey, the league was 50-50, like split down the middle between that and Clayton. So.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate the input, sir.
All right. Thanks.
Shout out.
Thanks, Don. Right,
happy late birthday.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, once I sat there, it was like three of us picked Clayton. Yeah. It's like, all right, third night.
We spoke.
Yeah. Right. Ah. I mean, Clayton probably picked himself. Yeah, we had one other person pick. No.
Okay. Well, Stretch, anyway. Congratulations. The Team of the Year, the champion, brings home the most prestigious leaguey of the year as well. Your leaguey is in the mail. Gentlemen, that was your 2025 leagueys. 2025 season is officially behind us. Excuse me, 2024, my bad.
Crazy.
2025 season awaits us. Yep. Gentlemen, quick recap of the leagues. Your draft pick of the year goes to Clayton. Waiver wire move of the year goes to Tim. Comeback player of the year is Clayton. The biggest disappointment, Aaron and Tim, my disappointments. The Art of the Deal award goes to Tim. Trade of the year goes to your boy and Steven. And team of the year goes to Kyle Stretch. Awarded by Dom and Craig.
Yeah.
We should put that in there.
Asterisk.
Right. Next year, we're going to be like, the leaguey for Team of the Year went to Stretch, awarded by Dom and Craig. Don't know what that means. But all right, guys. Well.
Do you like, can we do my bonus leaguey?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. I forgot about the bonus leaguey. Shoot. All right. We are here. And Tim, as the masters of the master of the ceremony, I say you just announce this.
I had the most important leaguey question this year, right? What is the most depressing ongoing dynasty to be playing football during?
All right.
Is it the Kansas City Chiefs?
Huh.
Or is it Stretch and his voodoo magic BS?
Yeah, both are pretty depressing.
We had... Oh, go ahead.
All right, sorry.
We had all 10 members vote in this one.
All right.
And everybody picked Stretch.
Yeah!
Stretch and his voodoo...
10? All 10?
Everybody's tired of this man winning. Everybody's depressed and tired of this man winning. So, man. A little bonus action for you guys at the end of the episode.
Well, congratulations to Stretch. Another leaguey for you. Team of the Year and man. Tired of Your BS award.
Yeah.
Congratulations. All right, guys. Let's sign out of here. Sign away 2024 in style.
Duval.
Yeah, let's go.
Broncos country, let's ride.
Who knows the next time you're going to hear from us, but either way, from us to you, if you're in the league, if you're listening, if you're a family member of the league, girlfriend, I know some girlfriends that listen to this one, don't know why you guys do it, but hell yeah, thank you. We genuinely appreciate you listening, tuning in.
Moms, dads.
Each week, mom, dads.
Uncles,
right,
whatever.
Ireland. Kenya, wherever the listeners are.
Love them.
Love all of you guys. We enjoy doing it.
Shout out Africa.
Interacting with you guys. It is great. As always, this league_pod. Instagram is Twitter is where you can reach out to us. Leave a comment, what you like, what you don't like. Constructive criticism, we love it. Leave a good rating. share us with your friends, and as always, bring the boom,
boom
to the like button. Boom, 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 boom.
We didn't leave that in 2024. Those guys still are here.
They're still around.
I think they're only getting more popular.
Yeah.
Just saying one word all
the
time.
I think the Rizzler is about to just like overtake them all.
Yeah. Like, he's pretty solid.
He is very popular.
He's got a villain arc to him.
But
yes, absolutely.
We digress. Just click. All you got to do.
You could just click the like button. Congratulations to the Eagles, Super Bowl champions.
Oh, heck yeah.
I know.
Go.
And of course, if you liked the halftime show, I liked the halftime show. I liked it. I don't know about you guys, but
can't wait for that court case.
Yeah, right. Should be interesting. All right. Love you guys. Thank you so much for joining us this season. I am Chris, the proud manager of Team Fair Life, signing off. Love you guys.
Peace.
Go on and get.
Sometimes you gotta pop out and show. Certified boogeyman, I'm the one that up to score with him. Walk him down whole time, I know he got some hoe in him. Pull on him, extort, bully the floor on him. Say Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one. To any that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one that get your hand-me-downs. And party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baka got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boys, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 that him up. Wop, 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 I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a, ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord and it's probably A minor. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us.
It's like he never won his name of the lights. He wants us to be heard, whether it's the beat or the mic. He's so unlike everybody else alone, despite of the fact that some people don't think that they know him, but boom.
He knows the code.
It's all about reality. It's not about reality. And make us some noise.
Make it a story.
Yeah.
Make sure his click stays up.
That means when he puts it down, Top's picking it up.
Who the hell is he anyway? He never really talks much.
Never conserves status.
He's starstruck. Humbled by opportunities
given despite the fact that many of them judge him because he makes lyrics off writing raps.
Oh my God. Nice. Dude, you lost me like two bars ago.
Together. Together.
That's our cold open right there.
He's only focused on what he wrote and was beyond reach. Now all unfolds the skill of a something teeth.
It's like he never known.
Okay. Then heard him. I'm reading the lyrics now. Reckon the crystal method name of the game. Came back.
Ooh,
dropped.
That's a bar.
Came back, dropped Megadeth,
took him to church. I'm like, beast, man, why you have the stupidest verse? This dude is the truth. Now everybody giving him gas spot. Stocks through the roof, I heard he
fucking
with
that
guy's 10. So, yeah.
I don't know who S-Dot is, but.
Hit me. That's pretty good. All right. Well done, guys.
Dude, do you remember, I don't know why this just made me think of it, but when Tatnat and Carly were in town.
Wow, those names. Holy cow.
Dude, you're so back at the tack house, and I just rapped Rigor Mortis.
Carly.
Yeah, was that her name?
A girl I was seeing?
No. It was Tatnat's friend that like
Yeah. From like Wisconsin. No, it's like Oklahoma or something.
Arkansas, I think.
Arkansas, that's right.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, those are names.
She's married now.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, those are names, dude. That's crazy.
I don't even know who the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah. I don't know. It's my hoe face. Okay.